T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi, I'm your host, Ryan Recker, and today we're going to talk to the person behind one of the infamous barbecue sauces of St. Louis, Freddie Lee James. And Freddie Lee's ghetto sauce you can find at many great stores, not only here in St. Louis, but across the United States.
Welcome to Profiles. From entertainers to athletes, political leaders to entrepreneurs, Profiles gives you an insight into what has made these unique personalities who and what they are today. Now, Profiles on St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
Freddie Lee James, where does it all start for you? Where did you grow up?
Well, I grew up in North St. Louis, over by Beaumont High School, Van Deventer, Natural Bridge, in that area. And, you know, that's where we were. We were the second black family in that neighborhood when we moved over there.
What year?
That was in 62.
And how old were you at that time?
1960. I was 12.
Yeah, and you have brothers and sisters.
Yes, it's 9 of us. I'm the oldest.
Wow, so they were younger. Some of them probably don't remember moving there.
No.
Yeah, they would have been too young.
Yeah, they yeah.
So your family moves there, and immediately, were you changing schools, or did you get to keep the same school you were in before, or what did you do when you moved?
We changed schools. Yeah. I went to Ashland School.
Uh-huh.
And at that time, it was half and half.
Yeah.
And now it's just all blacks now.
Yeah. You still kind of live in the same community you grew up in. It sounds like you're still close to home.
Yes. I live next door to my mother.
Do you?
Matter of fact, yes.
You
absolutely.
Bought the house right next door?
Right next door. Matter of fact, my wife, bless her, so she came from Hanley over there by Home Depot.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, you know, we was just dating, girlfriend, boyfriend type thing. Anyway, I was a construction worker, retired from McBride & Sons, foundation footing. Well, anyway, we used to go walking every evening. We would go walking just a couple of miles. And this particular day, we went walking. Mm-hmm. Now, mind you, we still dating. We went walking, and down on the corner from us, it was roped off.
Hmm.
So I'm like, wow, I wonder what happened. And she's, yeah, because I grew up with these people.
Mm-hmm.
So I go down to the house the next day, knocks on the door, and I just hoping that the lady hadn't died. I go and knock on her door, and there she was. So I said, oh, man, I was glad to see her, thanking God. I said, what happened? You know, she says, oh, my daughter went out to take the trash out. She lifted the lid up, and a man was sleeping in the dumpster.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
That's quite a surprise.
Yeah, it scared the mess out of her. So she ran back in the house, told her mom.
Uh-huh.
Mother called the police. Police came. The man was dead.
Oh, no.
Yeah, somebody had killed him. Threw him in the dumpster.
That's crazy.
My wife freaks out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, mind you, she came from Hanley over there, where they didn't have to lock their doors, and, you know, everything was cool. She, I can't stay. You know, she's just freaking out. So I said, my mother, she, because we were getting ready to move in together, you know.
So really you already, did you at this point already purchase or in the process of purchasing the house next door?
Process of purchasing it.
And then this happens.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh boy, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't want this. She kept on trying to get me to move her area anyway.
Yeah.
I went over there a few times. And it was too quiet, man. I don't know, so used to where I was at.
Yeah.
You know, listen to the sirens and the gunfire and the whole nine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you sleep like a baby. I mean, I'm used to it.
Yeah.
Well, she's not.
Mm-hmm.
And she, oh, God.
It was a difficult transition.
Yeah, it was, truly, for her. Well, I couldn't leave my mother, man. I refused to. I told her, it's mama. You know, I can't leave mama.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, mama's 81. She gets around just as good as you and myself.
That's great.
Yeah, but, you know, she's still too kind-hearted, man. And in that neighborhood now, then basically totally changed.
Mm-hmm.
You can't trust people like you used to.
Yeah.
You know? So my brothers and sisters, they take turns. We all take turns. Some 2 or 3 days, somebody is at her house. You know, you got your lives to live. So, but 2 or 3 days, somebody's at her at mama's house.
Yeah, you have a big family, the luxury of being able to have everyone pitch in and help in certain ways.
Yeah.
Wow. So you live next door. Do you ever think to yourself, maybe it would have been better if we didn't move here and we'd had mom move with us or something like that?
That's another story. We decided to do that. We went looking for another house.
Oh, okay.
And found a nice house, 4-bedroom, 3 baths, one in the basement, and we had one in our room, and mama would have had one in her room. Well, we took mama by, and she looked it over, and I said, mama, this is going to be your room. Mm-hmm. You know, this is for you. You got your own bathroom. Yeah. She looked at us, gave us a hug, and said, every woman needs their own kitchen.
Yeah.
So my wife freaked out.
I totally understand. When you're in the home that you made your home with your family for all those years, it's a very difficult thing to give up.
Yeah.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
So you still have all of your brothers and sisters in town, or have some moved out of town?
I have 2 brothers that moved out of town.
Yeah. Anyone in the family ever get into sauces when you were growing up?
No.
You were the only one. When did you show interest in that? Because you have a construction background.
Yeah.
How did you get involved with sauces?
I've always made sauce.
Yeah.
I used to watch my father barbecue a lot.
Yeah.
This was a great pastime. And I sit back and listen to him talk, and him and his buddies. But they never made their own sauce.
Mm-hmm.
So I got in the kitchen, started tinkering around with it, just throwing this and that together. We started off with Mars,
mm-hmm.
you know. So in order to get the taste that I wanted with the Mars, I had to doctor that up.
So you were already enhancing and doing certain things.
Yeah.
Is that the origin story for the ghetto sauce?
Yeah.
That's where it kind of starts. You kind of get the taste of what you want, and then you start retrofitting it into something that's yours.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I did. Yeah.
So how long did it take for you to tinker around and get the right flavor?
Oh, about 35 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
It might have been fun to experiment, though.
It was.
Yeah.
Because I had a lot of guinea pigs, you know.
More with St. Louis sauce man Freddie Lee James next on KMOX Profiles.
Now back to Profiles on St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
St. Louis is known for some great food and also its great American gourmet sauce with Freddie Lee James and Freddie Lee's ghetto sauce you can find in stores everywhere. Well, I'm looking at it's spicy Freddie Lee's ghetto sauce since 1986, all-purpose gourmet sauce, grilled, fried, smoke-baked, right here. And, of course, it says St. Louis, Missouri. I'm glad you put that on there, which is really neat.
Oh, absolutely.
There's a couple
Thank
of other you. Parts to this and experimenting. How many different versions did you go through before you actually settled on what you guys make now?
Oh, goodness gracious. I don't know, man.
Too many to count?
Yeah. Yeah, and the funny thing about this, I discovered that on an accident.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
All great inventions happen on accident.
And on an accident. What I was doing this particular day, my wife and I, mm-hmm. we were in the kitchen making sauce because, like I said, I'm a construction worker. And,
yeah.
And then a lot of guys at work, they'll put in their monies, and I make the sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And then once I make it, I take it to work, or I call them up, and they'll come over with pickle jars or pots or whatever and get their sauce.
Pickle jars. I know exactly what you mean.
So this particular day, I was making a sauce. It was blistering hot. So we went outside. I came back, and I tasted it because it was cooling. Tasted it. And I said, dog, I did something. What did I do? I'm thinking I didn't do something right.
Yeah.
It just didn't taste right. So I called my wife in the house. I said, hey, baby. I said, come and check this out. She said, what? Now, mind you, I got a big pot of sauce on the stove, you know. I said, she said, what? I said, taste this. She said, what? I said, I think I did something wrong. Check it out. She tasted it. And I said, what? She said, what you do? I said, I don't know. She said, whatever you did, it tastes better than you ever done it. So I'm like, what? So now she says, find out what you did.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know because I was going by taste. Mm-hmm. I wasn't measuring anything.
You were just going by your instinct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all.
So I start walking through the house, praying and asking God to show me what I done. And I'm pulling stuff out of the cabinet and carrying on. And it was two ingredients.
Yeah, that you tried differently that time?
Yes, that made the difference.
Yeah.
Two ingredients, man.
That's all it took.
That's all it took. And that's what we got right now.
So you weren't writing anything down. You were just a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Is that how mom would cook growing up?
Yeah, that's the way she did.
It's amazing. There were you would have recipes written down, but they would never use them. They would just they knew exactly what they were doing.
Yep.
And it always turned out perfect.
Yep.
So when you try to do it and it's like, huh, why doesn't it taste like that? It's the years of experience. It took you years to find it, but you found it.
Yeah.
Were you cooking inside the house? Like you on top of the stove? You just had a big pot and you're always experimenting.
On the stove, yeah.
Yeah. Lots changed since then.
Oh my God, yeah. Yes.
Isn't that amazing how things could just change so much over the years? What year did you actually, like, when you found the perfect recipe, what year was that?
That was in...
'Cause this says since 1986. Was it right around there?
No, that's how long I've been making it.
Yeah. So this, your friends have been coming over and getting sauce from you since mid-'80s.
Yeah. But 2000, and I say 2000, year 2000 is really when it kicked off.
Yeah.
You know, and then we started going to different events. We were going to garage sales or flea markets and, you know, just, you know, pushing the product.
Wow. So you were really small. You're going to, like, what would be thought of as, like, farm markets now.
Yeah.
Where you go out there and you set it up and people can come and get the jam.
That's what we did.
It's homemade jams and stuff
That's what we did.
And people probably, once they figured out that this was good, word of mouth starts spreading. It kind of like your friends at work or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
When did it actually start taking off where you thought, well, maybe there could be something here. We can get these things in stores.
We went to St. Patrick's Center, right down on Tucker Hill.
Yeah, right down the road from us.
And that was what we had to do because it was FDA approved.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't sell anything out of your house. It's not FDA approved.
Mm-hmm.
So someone told us about it. Mm-hmm. So when we went there, we were still working now. I'm doing my 8 hours at McBride & Son. Get off work. And my wife was working, too. Mm-hmm. She's a troubleshooter, was a troubleshooter for SSM. She's retired now.
Oh, okay.
She kept books for 5 different hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, make a long story short, 5 o'clock, we're down at St. Patrick's Center making sauce. 2 o'clock, we coming out of there, you know, and we have to get up at 6 in order to be at work, you know, so... That was some challenging days, man.
How long did that last?
About 3 years. Yeah.
Whoa.
3 years.
You're retired now. Your wife is retired.
Yeah, I've been retired now for 4 years.
Do you feel like you're enjoying retirement, or do you feel like you just continue to pick up a full-time job?
Well, I enjoy. The reason why I'm saying that is because I love what I do.
It's got to be fun.
Yeah, it is. It truly is. If you don't love what you do, don't do it.
Yeah.
Well, my daddy always told me that. I sometimes want to go back to the 8-hour job because I don't have nothing to worry about. I just go do my 8 hours and come home. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Sit back and drink a beer if I like, or just grab a cup of lemonade. But now, there's no rest. It's always go, 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 go.
Working for yourself, there's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, it is.
It's not for the weak of heart, you know, starting a business.
No, it isn't.
What does your wife think? Does she find that it's, you know, very difficult for her as well, and you guys are in this together? Or is she have a different role when it comes to the company where she's more hands-off now?
She is all in it.
Yeah.
She is the business part of it, paperwork. Yeah. She does what I don't do, and I do what she doesn't do.
It's a great compliment to each other.
Yeah, it is, truly.
When you first came up with the original ghetto sauce recipe, did you run next door and have your mom try it, too?
Yeah.
What did she say?
She was one of the guinea pigs.
What did she say?
She liked the mild at first. The spicy was too spicy. But then she's, you know, everybody kept saying, Mama, that spicy is not spicy. You got to, you know, it's a certain way you got to do it. Well, if you eat it straight out the jar, it's going to give you a little zap, you know.
You can pretty much put this on absolutely anything.
Yes.
And it doesn't actually have to be meat. You can put it on things that are not meat.
Yes, like, absolutely.
Like, what are some of your favorite uses of this sauce?
Lasagna.
Yeah?
I love lasagna, and that's what I use that.
You got to be kidding. I've never thought to put something like that.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, how would that work?
Oh, man. Well, we make a meatloaf, okay? Mm-hmm. And when we make our meatloaf, we marinate with our sauce.
Yeah.
So my ground chuck or ground turkey, just pour that in there, mix that in there real good. Mm-hmm. And there it is. When we make our lasagna, it's basically the same way.
Mm-hmm.
We used to use tomato paste, ketchup.
Yeah.
You know, but we don't anymore. We use our sauce.
Wow. I never would have imagined that. So it's more than just marinating the meat. You're actually substituting what would be like the regular marinara or whatever sauce that you'd put in there.
Yeah.
I bet you that's awesome.
Oh, that man, sounds so good. It is delicious, man.
Where do I find that recipe? Is that somewhere?
No.
Just do it. Just do it.
Yeah, just grab something and do it. I even use it on ramen noodles.
Really?
Yes. When you make just get you a couple of spoons and just
throw it in there.
And just throw it in there. Once you put it in your bowl, you just throw you a couple of spoons in there and there it is.
Now, is this just you experimenting, or is this something that you honestly will just enjoy?
You honestly enjoy it.
Yeah?
Yes.
You kind of experiment a lot. That's pretty daring to put that sort of thing with noodles.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'd use it in our spaghetti.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah. So
switch it up that way.
Yeah.
How many jars do you go through in your household?
We go through gallons.
Yeah?
Yeah, we use gallons.
You love your what you make.
Yeah. My wife sometimes, she says, do you use anything besides ghetto sauce? Because we have ghetto sauce basically everything we eat, man.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
That's great. There's the spicy version is called ghetto sauce, and the mild version is called the American gourmet sauce. Is that right?
No. I have a spicy and a mild in both.
In both.
Yeah.
And there was some controversy originally. I had to go back and look. I want to talk about that because I don't understand the controversy myself. As someone that's in broadcasting and media, when I see something like this, Freddie Lee's ghetto sauce has excellent marketing potential. Mm. Because I see something like this and I think, oh, that's awesome. I want to try that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that as controversial at all. But I have to go back a few years because I saw this one story from the Post-Dispatch get a new name to land a big grocery store. So so can you kind of run down what happened during that time and what made you want to, I guess, branch off and have an alternate name for your sauce?
Well, that was Snooks gave us our first opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Because I used to just go around. At that time, it was just ghetto sauce. So I was going around to different stores, giving them my card. I had a jar of sauce, letting them sample it.
Mm-hmm.
Some stores accepted that. Other stores didn't. They called security on me, escorted me out because I wasn't supposed to panhandle, you know.
Wait, so you were trying to find a way to distribute it in some local stores.
Yes.
And they didn't want to take a meeting?
Not at all.
They'd escort you out?
Yeah,
oh, that's
called security. Everybody was looking at me like I did something wrong.
Ugh.
Yeah, I mean, it was really down for a minute there, you know, it was hurting.
You know what? This is what they don't understand. They don't understand how much people from St. Louis love things from St. Louis. They love to support local things.
Yes.
They don't understand that.
I felt that out, too.
Yeah. So what happens next? How does he get ghetto sauce into the stores? Freddie Lee James continues his story next. The St. Louis sauce man himself on KMOX Profiles.
Now back to Profiles on St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
Welcome back to KMOX Profiles. Over the years, Freddie Lee James has perfected his barbecue sauce called either American Gourmet Sauce or Freddie Lee's Ghetto Sauce. You can find either inside many great stores across St. Louis and even across the United States. You get a meeting and you start talking to the people at Snooks?
Yeah. So what had happened with that, one manager from Snooks sent my sauce to corporate.
Yeah.
And corporate called me. And it was ghetto sauce, okay? Mm-hmm. So, man, the wife, we jumping up and down. We made it. We made it. We there. You know, because Snooks.
Yeah.
So I go to corporate. I'm a bunch of pins and needles. So I go there, and the ghetto sauce, two jars are sitting on their desk.
Mm-hmm.
And the managers, like four managers there, and they said, hey, we sit down, had a little, you know, cocktail. And they said, let me explain something to you. And we love your sauce.
Yeah.
They said, we love this sauce. They said, but that name is going to get us a lot of feedback. They said that it's going to, we're going to get so many letters, so many negative letters over that name. I said, well, I wasn't being negative or racist. I'm telling you where I'm from. I'm from the hood. Mm-hmm. I live right, you know, told them where I live.
Yeah.
And they said, well, we understand. They even ran a background check on me.
Is that right? They want to know who they're doing business with.
Absolutely. Yeah. They had my printout right in front of them. Mm-hmm. Thank God I wasn't a jailbird, you know.
You weren't expecting that.
No.
They would have your full history.
Right there and there, yeah. So they said, they thanked me for bringing the product in and said, if we can change that name, they said, we promise you we'll put that in the store.
Mm. They believed in it.
Yeah. Oh, they loved it. Mm-hmm. They truly loved it. And at that time, I kind of got discouraged because I'm thinking, okay, they don't want it. You know, why are they going to try to make me change my name? This is the thoughts was running through my head. And I got home. I cried on the wife's shoulder. We sit down and we prayed on it. And once we prayed on it, the light bulb clicked on. So all we had to do was saved us because we already had our registration, copyright, trademark. We just needed to get a title search and use another name. Mm-hmm. Well, our lawyer told us, since we got everything registered in the ghetto sauce, he just did a title search. So we laid around, thought about the name, and I said, you know what? I said, we're not in a dictator's country. Mm-hmm. American Gourmet Sauce would be perfect. Mm-hmm. And since we used the American flag and it looks like bricks behind, the background. That's urban. Mm-hmm. So that's why we gave it that look, the American flag. We're not in a dictator's country.
Yeah.
Everything is possible here.
So you were able to have an alternate name, and really there's no difference between the two, is there?
No. It's the same sauce.
The same sauce.
Just different name.
And after that, you go back and you tell Schnooks, American Gourmet Sauce.
I took it back. It was like maybe 3 months passed, so I go back to the store, and they didn't give me a hassle because mm-hmm. they sent me straight upstairs. When I went upstairs, I gave the sauce to the manager, and he said, just a minute. He got on the phone, gave us 5 stores.
Kind of a test?
Yeah.
So they said, we'll let you sell in these 5.
Yeah. So I did demos in those stores, and they called me up, gave me 5 more stores.
Great.
So I'm like, wow, okay. So
that means it's working.
It's working. And then was some time passed, they gave us 30 stores. And then they turned around and gave us 99 Schnooks stores.
Wow.
And once we got those, Dierbergs jumped on board.
Yeah.
So when Dierbergs jumped on board, things really start changing. And then Strops and Shop and Save, you know.
Wow.
Hy-Vee.
Any of those stores, were they any of them that kicked you out at first?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, there should be a lesson. You have to listen. You have to listen, and you have to take these things seriously because they missed out on something good there. Schnooks realized it. Good for them, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe the original name, Ghetto Sauce, what's the background story for name rights for there?
Well, it's because we live in the hood, man. We live in the ghetto. But we didn't even have a name for the sauce at that time. I was just making sauce. One day, my wife and I were sitting on the front. Mm-hmm. It was hot in the summertime. All of a sudden, it was a police chase. I mean, zoom. It was just like a movie. Mm-hmm. Everybody was walking the streets and, you know, just kids out there jumping rope. It was a nice, comfortable day. But the police chase kind of blew everything away. Mm-hmm. And I looked at the wife. I said, baby, one day God's going to bless us to get out of the ghetto. She said, yeah, just nod her head. And she said, you know what? She said, you're making that sauce. Why don't you call it Ghetto Sauce? I'm like, what?
So she came up with the name.
Yeah. So we just started laughing. I said, baby, you're going to get us run out the country. I said, you can't name no sauce Ghetto Sauce. And she said, well, you making it. Put your name on it. Mm-hmm. And just call it Freddie Lee's Ghetto Sauce.
I love it. So, and your website is FreddieLee'sGourmetSauces.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also have a phone number here. Do you guys get a lot of phone calls?
Yeah, that's my cell phone.
Is that right? You keep that on the jar?
Yeah.
You weren't afraid of too many people calling you? You're hands-on.
Yeah, I love it, man. I come from a background that my father and my mother taught us to respect others. Mm-hmm. You know, you treat people the way you want them to treat you. And that's just the way I've always tried to live. Mm-hmm. And when people call me, they think and they say, I tell them who I am. What? You the man. You.
Well. They thought they were going to have to press 9 and press 4 and wait 10 minutes.
Yeah. One guy called me one night about 12 o'clock. I was. You know,
midnight?
Yeah, midnight.
Yeah.
And he says, I want to order some sauce. Am I talking to one of the, what do you call this?
Like the phone banks across overseas type of deal?
Something similar to that. I said, no, sir. I said, this is Freddie Lee. He says, you, Freddie Lee. You, Freddie. I said, yes, sir. I said, you just woke me up.
I want to read this one part that you have on the label. It said, God led us to this new adventure to share our gourmet sauce with you in two special blends, mild and spicy. And you've mentioned God a few times in this interview. How has your faith helped you through this process?
Oh, my goodness. And without that faith, I wouldn't have made it, mm-hmm. I tell you, because God has opened many doors for us, and he's gave me patience when I was really wanting to just give up, and I knew he brought us this far. He wasn't going to drop us off.
Yeah.
You know, and I just had to be still and let him work. It's been times, a few times, things wasn't moving fast enough for me. And I know we should have been in certain positions. Mm-hmm. It was coming, but it just wasn't coming. Mm-hmm. And I moved too soon, and everything fell apart. And the Lord spoke to me and says, have patience. Wait on me. And I said, okay, Lord. I had to surrender, mm-hmm. and I bagged up. But it didn't take place right away because I had already messed it up, you know. So it worked its way out.
I read most recently, this is the most recent news, is that you've expanded. You have your own downtown facility now.
Yes.
How exciting is that?
Because
your patience paid off.
Yes,
you continue to grow.
Yeah.
How wonderful is that? So tell me about this new facility.
Oh, wow. Now we're getting ready to hire people.
Wow,
and
great.
This has been a dream for us. Create jobs. And we're going to start off with 6 right now.
What kind of jobs are they? What would they be doing?
Well, we're going to need a janitor for one. We're going to need someone to shipping and receiving. We're going to need someone to help me with the cooking. Mm-hmm. We're going to need someone to help my wife with the paperwork.
Okay.
So these are some of the different positions.
Yeah.
That's going to be open.
Well, how many different stores are you in today?
We're in 600.
Wow.
Yes, thank God.
You can't cook up sauce on the stove anymore.
No.
It's for 600 stores. We'll continue one last time with St. Louis sauce man Freddie Lee James. He's behind Freddie Lee's Ghetto Sauce and American Gourmet Sauce next on KMOX.
Now back to Profiles on St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
We'll continue one more time here with Freddie Lee James, the St. Louis sauce man. I'm your host, Ryan Recker. You may have seen his product inside the stores. It continues to grow. Freddie Lee's Ghetto Sauce, also Freddie Lee's American Gourmet Sauce. So how many jars do you sell? Do you have like a statistic of how many jars you would ship out in any given month?
No, but we go through 645 or 46 cases a month.
Wow. That's a lot.
That's a lot of sauce.
Is Schnucks your number one when it comes to sales, or do you find that some of these other...
Hy-Vee.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
We're in 21 Hy-Vee stores.
Yeah, but it goes...
Yeah, I have to travel an awful lot, too, man. Oh, God. I just came back from Iowa.
Yeah?
I was in Iowa. I left Wednesday. Mm-hmm. We picked up 3 new stores in Iowa. So that's why I went.
Yeah.
And one was in Carroll and the other one's in Elms. Mm-hmm. And there was another one, but I didn't get a chance to make it cause I ran out of sauce, but I took 60 cases.
And you ran out?
I ran out.
How does that happen?
Well,
how do you go through that much sauce?
Oh man. First day I sold
eight cases at one store. The guy said, leave me eight more now. Don't leave me without sauce. I said, okay. I left him more sauce. Yeah. I sold those eight the following day. And he says, you got more sauce in your truck, right? I said, yeah.
He wants to own that market.
Yeah. I said, yes. So I left him. When I left that store, I sold 45 cases of sauce. I had to. I went to another store, and he got the rest of the sauce.
Yeah.
So I couldn't make it to the third store.
Yeah.
And I came home. I was supposed to came home Monday night. I came home Sunday night. Mm-hmm. So I was out.
You had it done.
Yeah.
Distribution-wise, you probably had to figure out a lot of logistics on how to ship to different states and do this and do that. That must have been a lot of catching up very quickly.
I'm doing this.
Are you? You're shipping directly? You're doing all your own shipping?
Yeah. Well, UPS and FedEx ships. Yeah. We ship to 17 different states.
Yeah.
But they, you know, like Florida and Miami, you know, places like that.
Yeah.
Georgia. But far as me traveling, I do all the traveling in the city.
How in the world can you be in like 900 stores and it's just you and your wife right now? How's that possible?
Oh,
you must be working around the clock.
Yes. Well, she stays on the computer.
Yeah.
She lives on it. We see each other. I'll kiss on the cheek or she might kiss me and that's about it. You know, I'm glued to trying to fill out the orders. My granddaughter makes the invoices for us.
Mm-hmm.
So she's going to be taking over the business one day.
Yeah.
I mean, she loves it.
The granddaughter.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. How old is she?
11.
She's already working in. I love that. You're starting your generation one for a family business, and you already have family members interested in the business. They're doing some pretty neat roles inside
of it. Oh, man, yeah.
So generation two will skip to the grandkids.
I got 19 grandkids.
Wow.
And I got three great-grand. My other boys, they got their own thing, you know. One is a detective. No, he's a detective.
Mm-hmm.
He's been on the force 18 years. He's getting ready to retire. One of my sons, my oldest son, he works for Frito-Lay. He distributes, he makes sure everything is filled in these stores. Then I have another, my middle son has a Pizza Hut in Jeff City.
Mm-hmm.
And I have my fourth son does commercials in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
So you might have seen him on television. You know, you wouldn't know him. Pardon me?
Someone I might recognize, you said?
You might, yeah.
I'll have to look him up.
He does. He does toothpaste, shoes, hair, beard, shaves his beard.
That must be neat. Does he call you and say, hey, hurry, turn on this show. I might be in this next commercial.
Most of the time he's calling for some money.
Oh, is that right? And some sauce. Do you ship sauce to them,
too? I ship sauce to him, yeah.
Look at this equipment that you have in the photos, too. When you have your new facility. Upgrading equipment, too. Was that something that was a learning curve, going from a pot on the top of the stove to some of this sophisticated equipment that you're using now?
Well, St. Patrick's Center had that stuff.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
So that actually was the introduction.
Yes. But their kettle wasn't as big as this one. We have an 80-gallon kettle.
Mm-hmm.
Their kettle, I think, was like a 40-gallon kettle. But I'll still use this pot. I had this huge pot. I can cook out of that about maybe 64, 65 cases.
Was it hard for you to replicate what you were doing on a stove to a larger 80-gallon kettle? Like, were you still, did you have to figure out how to make it larger, or did it just replicate well?
The ingredients truly changed.
Oh, okay.
I mean, the same ingredients, but more.
You had to figure out how to get the balance of the larger kettle.
Yeah.
Have you had anyone call and complain about the name? You know, Schnucks made it sound like they'd be getting calls all the time with Freddie Lee's Ghetto Sauce and, oh, we don't want to file the complaints. You have your cell phone number on here. Do people call and complain to you?
No.
You don't get?
No.
That's not
at all.
A thing. Yeah. People don't have a problem with it.
Well, when I do demos in Schnucks store, everybody knows I'm the Ghetto Sauce man.
Yeah.
And they come to the table and they try my sauce. They say, hey, you the Ghetto Sauce man? I say, yeah. They say, well, where's the Ghetto Sauce? Though I hold up the jar of the American Gourmet sauce.
Yeah.
They say, no, I wanted to say Ghetto Sauce.
Well, Schnucks was being overly cautious, but they were definitely wanted to work with you, and they gave you the chance that led to this wonderful thing.
They definitely did.
But you know what? When I see something like this, branding-wise, Freddie Lee's Ghetto Sauce, that is memorable. Mm. And I tell you, that grabs attention. I think people, when they see this, they want to try it. I know a lot of people, when they go to the store, they can only use Sweet Baby Ray's for so long. They want to try something else, you know?
Yeah.
They want to try something new, and they want to find that next great flavor.
Mm.
And that's why they give you a shot, and they keep buying it. That's why you're expanding. People love this stuff.
Thank you.
You know, so the website, again, if people wanted to check it out online, what's the website?
American Gourmet Sauce at yahoo.com.
Oh, that's your email address.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's freddyleesgourmetsauces.com is the website. Yeah, I might have to try some of this. Gluten-free, no high fructose corn syrup.
Exactly.
You think people, they'll buy based on that?
A lot of them do.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people have allergies, and this one lady can't, because I have minced onion and minced garlic in there,
mm-hmm.
and she can't do minced onion or minced garlic.
Mm-hmm.
But she wants the sauce because of the name. She says, well, you know what? I'm going to give this away for a gift. She says, I can't eat it, but I got to let somebody have this.
So you can do this with anything, really.
Yeah.
Lasagna. Yeah. Try it in some lasagna.
Oh, man. Well, you love it.
There's, with the way people pay attention to their diets, I can see gluten-free being pretty popular. What's the next thing you're cooking with your sauce? Do you have anything on the docket for the weekend?
No. I do pork butts a lot.
Yeah,
I love pork butts, and I marinate a lot. Even when I bake chicken,
mm-hmm.
before I put my sauce on it, I put a little water in it in the pan and just let it cook and cook some of the grease out.
Mm-hmm.
Pour that off, then I'll pour the sauce over it.
Mm, good tip.
And then just put it back in the oven and let that cook into that sauce.
Freddie Lee's Ghetto Sauce and Freddie Lee's American Gourmet Sauce. Stores everywhere across St. Louis. You said Schnucks and Dierbergs. And how many other locations?
Oh, man. Hy-Vee. We're in 21 Hy-Vee stores.
Yeah.
Shop and Save.
Mm-hmm.
Aldi said our prices was too high.
For Aldi's? Really?
Yeah, but that was because the bottling company was making it, and they had jacked the price up pretty much. But since we're going to start making it ourselves, we'll make it affordable.
Oh, is that right?
For Aldi's, yeah.
Right. And you can also go online, freddyleesgourmetsauces.com. And again, I cannot wait to try this for the first time after this interview.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Freddie Lee James, it was an absolute pleasure. I enjoyed learning about your sauces, your history, and,
you
know, best of luck to you, and congratulations on the new downtown facility, hiring people and continuing to grow the business. And
praise God.
I'm so glad you put St. Louis, Missouri on there, because I know that it's important that, you know, we show off the good things coming from here.
Amen. Yeah. I didn't mention the golf courses. We're in three golf courses. We're in Stonewolf, Gateway, and Normandy.
What do they do in the golf courses? Do they cook with them, or do they sell them?
Oh, they cook with it and sell them.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
No kidding.
It's pretty neat, man. I love it.
I'm surprised the golf course is, mostly because I don't think I'm going to buy food at a golf course.
No, but Jay sells a lot of sauce, lot of ghetto sauce.
I never would have thought.
Jay Jr.? Yeah, oh, man.
See, I'm not a golfer. I guess I don't know what they have at the pro shop, but I never would have thought food would be something you'd take home.
Yeah, they sell it there.
That's awesome. Well, I got to say, this is just such a great story. Freddie Lee James, thank you so much for coming on to KMOX.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
You've been listening to Profiles. If you missed any of this episode or want to hear other profiles, go to KMOX.com and click On Demand.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.